And good morning, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
As a Christian, we know there's a cost.
作为基督徒，我们要知道是有一个代价的。
And in our case, in the Christian's case, Jesus paid for it, and that's why we are free.
在我们对我们基督徒来讲，因为耶稣已经付了代价，所以我们得了自由。
With the same concept, the war in Europe has been absent for 81 years. Now it's coming back in Europe.
在这个欧洲，有81年的时间没有再打仗，今天又来了。
So as Jesus said at the end time, and nation will invade nations.
耶稣也讲到过，在这个末世的时候呢，国要攻打国。
And the love of people will be becoming less and less.
而且人之间的爱呢，会越来越少。
So we need to, as Pastor Wang said, we need to pray for each other, pray for love. And as Paul prayed for us in Ephesians chapter 1,
就像刚才王弟兄所讲的，就是我们要彼此的来代祷，也要代祷告，就像在这个以弗所书第一章所讲的。
Paul, when he sent the circular letter to all the churches, and only 6 chapters, but 30% of them is about prayer.
在这个以弗所书里面，六章里面呢，很多的写到关于祷告。
And the whole chapter 1, he prayed for our faith and our power in God. That's a 7 points there. We don't have time to talk about that. But he prayed for this quality, Christian character for us.
在好多章里面讲到我们的祷告，还有讲到能力，这是我们基督徒有一个特征。
And chapter 3, another praise, pray for we will understand God's love, the depth of God's love.
第三章也讲到我们要来明白神的爱的长阔高深。
And with other brother and sister in the church together.
是要跟别的教会的弟兄姐妹一起来明白神的爱。
And according his power for each of us, so each of us have a different revelation and learning, but he prayed for it.
按照他赐给我们的能力，每一个人都有不同的启示和不同的学习。
And this prayer is for all time, so it's always with us. Actually, it's the word of the Holy Spirit through Paul's mouth.
那这样的祷告是是这个给所有世纪的人，这是圣灵通过使徒保罗赐下来的。
And we remember the Holy Spirit and Jesus also paid for us at this moment too.
我们这样的相信圣灵在这个时候呢，也通过耶稣基督和我们同在。
And we also is the mouth of Christ, so Christ speak through us, so we can pray for other brother and sister.
我们就像耶稣基督的出口，我们可以为弟兄姐妹彼此的来代祷。
And we also Jesus' hand, so we can touch other people with love.
我们也是耶稣基督伸出来的手，我们可以来触摸我们的弟兄姐妹。
And most importantly, we speak God's love. Jesus will use us to do that in our lifetime.
最主要的是我们用我们的生命来传讲耶稣基督的爱。
So today we're going to return to the John chapter 15 about how we're going to connect to God, so we can speak God's word
所以呢，让我们跟神有一个亲近的关系，我们能够知道怎么样来讲神的话。
We can pray according to God's truth.
我们可以按照神的这个真理来祷告。
Also, we will obey to show our love for God and other people.
我们也愿意顺服，把神的爱来表达在别人的面前。
The reason why is because in Ephesians, Paul talking about 2,000 years ago, we must be careful how to live.
在这个2000年前，神借着使徒保罗教导我们，我们要小心怎么样来行为动作。
How to live, because the days are evil. Be wise, not like unwise people.
讲到我们要懂得怎么样来生活，因为我们的这个现在的日子是非常的邪恶的。
Not only at war, you know, we are in a spiritual warfare.
不仅仅是在战争里面，我们本身就在一个属灵的战争里面。
God is our father, but the father of the world is Satan.
神是我们的父，但是这个世界的父是撒旦。
But don't worry, Jesus come to destroy the work of God, the work of Satan.
但是大家不要担心，耶稣来就是要来除灭魔鬼的作为。
So the important thing is because the days are evil, so we must not stop meeting each other, encourage each other, fellowship with each other.
因为圣经上讲呢，就是说因为这是日子邪恶，所以我们更加要不能停止聚会，我们需要来彼此鼓励。
Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
反过来呢，我们要被圣灵充满。
And then Paul in Ephesians continue to talk about filling with the Spirit means it's not a feeling. Filling with the Spirit is not even your choice. Filling Spirit is God's choice to fill you with the Spirit through His work.
这里讲到的圣灵充满呢，不仅仅是一个感觉，也不是一个你自己要不要，而是呢，这是神对我们的心意，神对我们的选择。
But one thing we can do is that Paul teach us that is as long you are speaking God's word, dwell with God's word richly and share with each other. That's called filling with the Spirit.
圣经里面也讲，只要有神的话存在我们的里面，我们彼此之间以神的话来劝勉，这个时候我们就被圣灵来充满。
That's why speaking, reading, thinking God's word and store up God's word in your heart and share with each other, teach each other, admonish each other. This is what the Bible means filled with the Spirit.
所以呢，当我们来领受神的话语，宣讲神的话语，思想上的话语，彼此用神的话语来劝勉的时候，这就是用圣灵来充满了。
Because the Spirit is God's word, the God's word is the Spirit. That is John chapter 6:63.
因为在这个约翰福音，第六章十七节讲到呢，第十六章十七节讲到，就是神的话语就是神的灵，神的灵就是神的话语。
And what makes you alive, what makes your life rich is the Spirit and His Word.
什么让我们活着呢？是神的话，也就是神的生命，神的灵。
So that's how when we read God's Word, fill God's Word with our heart, I mean we filling with the Spirit, the Spirit can work through us.
所以当神的话语匆匆忙忙在我们的里面的时候呢，我们就会感受到圣灵，而且圣灵借着我们来讲话。
So the kingdom of God is not a matter of drinking, or eating or doing. It's a matter of power.
所以呢，圣经讲到就是说，神的国不在于吃喝喝，而在于圣灵里面的能力、喜乐、平安。
Is in the Corinthians chapter 4:20 talk about power.
这是在哥林多前书啊第四章十二章十二节。
Do we have that power? Yes, we do. Because when we believe Christ, the God's Spirit is in us, the power is inside us already.
所以呢，当我们相信耶稣的时候呢，神的能力就住在我们的里面。
So it's a gift of God that we have the Holy Spirit living in us.
所以这是神的恩赐，都让圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is the counselor, is your partner, is your comforter, is to help us and encourage us.
所以圣灵呢，是我们的这个牧师。也是我们的安慰者，也是我们的这个帮助者，在我们的里面。
It's inside us, and God gave it to us. It's the Spirit of God, Spirit of Jesus, so we can understand God's words.
所以神把他的灵放在我们的里面，让我们能够明白神的话。
And that's a tremendous gift because that proves that we are children of God.
这是一个非常巨大的一个恩赐，这证明我们是神的儿女。
So we have that power.
所以我们有这样的能力。
For you is free, but it's at the expenses of the sacrifice of Jesus' life.
那对我们来说呢是白白的恩典，但是呢是建立在耶稣基督的牺牲上面。
So we need the Holy Spirit go alongside with us. So.We can live our life accordingly, according to God's word.
所以呢，我们需要圣灵在我们的旁边帮助我们，能够来活出神的话语。
So that's why the Bible, in Romans chapter 8, it says, "Set your mind on things above," means, the Holy Spirit will help us to set our mind, live according to God's word.
所以圣经上面讲呢，让我们的心要思念上面的事，这就是按照圣灵而活。
So the first thing we need to look at the Bible, the what the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit help us, why Jesus give us the Holy Spirit, so we can be strong.
所以呢，当这个圣灵放在我们的里面，接着耶稣赐给我们的时候呢，我们就有了能力，就刚强。
Because of spiritual warfare, that's why Paul talk about the Holy Spirit is the sword, which is God's word.
那这个圣经里面讲呢，就是说圣灵的宝剑就是神的话。
It's very active. It's living.
所以呢，这是非常非常的活泼的。
So we're going to look at a few Bible about we have a powerhouse in us, which is the Holy Spirit. It will strengthen us. No matter whether you are aware or not, the Holy Spirit will do His work.
所以在我们的里面有一个发电厂。这是很有能力的，不管我们自己意识到还是没有意识到。
At the beginning, when you receive Jesus into your heart, you think, "Hey, that's good. I can live a better life." And you think that's how He is going to help us in our life.
所以，当我们初信主的时候，我们说：“哦，很棒，因为神会帮助我们过一个很好的生活。”这是的，他会帮助我们过一个很好的生活。
Okay, we are like a child, have a simple faith. Hey, God going to make me a better person, give me a better future. That's pretty good. God wants you to have simple faith in Him.
神确实是这样，让我们就像在他的里面有一个孩子般的信心，让我们知道我们有一个好的未来。
But we cannot forever think like a child. We may keep the faith, pure faith of child, but not thinking like a child all the time in our Christian life.
我们虽然需要像孩子般单纯的信心，但是我们不可以思想不可以永远停留在孩子的阶段。
So the Bible says we must become an adult to take solid foot, think about, meditate God's word to understand it.
所以圣经讲呢，我们必须要长大成熟，能够吃干粮，能够把神的话语吃进去，能够来思想，能够来默想。
To renew your mind so you can transform to be God's people.
所以我们的心意要更新，让我们真正成为神的子民。
So renew your mind with in the image of the Creator, in the image of God and Jesus.
就是在这个我们的心意变化更新呢，按照神造我们的形象。
So the Holy Spirit come into our life, at the beginning, hey, you said that's good. And later on, you learn the Bible, that is not like your original plan.
所以一开始信主的时候呢，觉得一切都很好。但是后来你发现呢，生活的发展不像你所想象的那样。
This Holy Spirit suddenly is like an interior designer. He moved the wall.He cut down certain things. He changed your kitchen. Suddenly, you becoming not your plan.
那神神的灵好像是一个给你装修的一个师装修的人，把好多的东西给墙给去掉了，好多的东西换掉了，这不是你以前所设计的。
And suddenly, he's executing God's plan.God's interior design in our heart.
但是呢，他在把要实现神在我们里面的计划。
So suddenly, the Holy Spirit wants us to understand God's will, God's plan, God's purpose in our life.
对，那神那就让我们要明白神的心、神的计划在我们的生命里面。
And suddenly find out, hey, that's a new wall.There's a new patio there. Suddenly the kitchen is different. But that's not my original plan, is it?
突然你就发现有一个新的一堵墙竖起来了。新的一个阳台。新的厨房。但是你发现不是你原来所想象的。
And the Holy Spirit has transformed your life into a different thing.
圣灵就要来改变你的生命，成为另外一个状况。
But when you look at the new design, you say actually it's better.
但是你仔细看这个新的创造呢，你发现比原来所想象的更好。
And actually that is exactly what I think, even better than what I think.
那甚至说，哦，这真的比我原来所想象的更要好。
It's a better design because he's a professional. The Holy Spirit knows what we need.
这是一个更好的设计，因为圣灵他是一个真正的一个professional， 就是说合格的装修师，他知道我们需要什么。
So we are being transformed, renewed by the.God's knowledge, which is the sword of the Holy Spirit. We are being changed. We cannot change ourselves, but we are being changed.
那我们是神的这个儿女呢，被神来就改变了。
Then we say hallelujah, amen. No, and my life actually now is really living according to God's plan.And I can see now, understand is better.
所以我们就口里面说感谢主，赞美主，哈利路亚。因为现在神给我们的计划，神给我们所做的呢，真的是更好。
We are limited. We look at the trivial things, wet the small stuff, but God wants us to have the eternal thing, the important thing.
我们好多时候眼睛集中在一些很小的事情上面，啊，暂时的事情上面，神要我们眼睛集中在永恒的事情上面。
We sweat the things, but God give us eternal life and take care of the things too.
那我们一开始呢，想的看的就是世上的一些事情，但是呢，神把永恒给我们，而且永恒的生命赐给我们，也把世上的事给我们。
We find our blessing is too small in this world. God's blessing is eternal.Is much, much abundant in this life and next life.
我们才开始发现呢，我们地上所看到的事情是那么的渺小，对我们的是那样的巨大。
And praise the Lord. Now, it's not we as a child, we don't know, we are limited. We don't know what is best for us, but God has the best interest in His mind.
对，好多时候我们作为孩子，我们不知道我们最需要的是什么，最好的是什么。但是呢，神在他的心里面有对我们最好的这个计划。
Now we will continue on this subject when we going back to the John, 15:5 talk about the wine and the branches, just how the vine will.Change us, transform us.
我们再次有机会会回到约翰福音第十五章啊，就是我们讲到这个葡萄树和枝子，完了。
So we let's look at how much.
改变了。
Let's look at how much we have. God gave us so much power in our inner being. The Holy Spirit is the one who created the world. The Holy Spirit is the one who is a.Testify we are children of God and also spirit of love is inside us right now.
那我们要知道就是圣灵这个创造天地万物的这样的灵呢已经住在我们的里面啊，给我们这样大的能力。
You cannot buy it.
我们没有办法用钱去买啊，他也没有办法去卖。
Elon Musk does not have that.He's not a Christian.
如果没有基督徒，我们也没有办法给他卖。
Elon Musk is the Tesla, the chairman of Tesla.
Elon Musk 就是。
Yeah, he's a billionaire, but he does not have Holy Spirit. You have more, more abundance than
Elon Musk. 他有很多，他是亿万富翁。但是他没有圣灵住在。
And all these billionaires, in God's eye, they are only prayer in the stage of life. We are the major prayer in character in the stage of life.
但是在神的计划里面呢，这些亿万富翁在神的计划里面是非常非常的初步的，在这样一个初步的阶段，我们真的是在神的心里面是很重的。
Yeah, if life is just stages, they are only the big prayer, the big actors. We are the major character in Christ.
So in Jesus Christ, we are the main character. They are the main character.
And according to Shakespeare, life is a stage, right? So we are all acting actresses.
在圣经上讲呢，这个世界就像一台戏一样。我们每一个人都是演员。
Christ is the major character. We are in Christ, not the billionaire.
那耶稣基督呢是主角，不是那些亿万富翁。
So they don't understand, but we understood because the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit make us understand. Otherwise, we won't understand either. So Holy enable us to understand God's grace.And give for us.
他们是不明白这些事情，但是我们明白，因为神的灵在我们里面，让我们能够明白。
So that's two kind of wisdom in this world. We are going to look at that in the first Corinthians. 所以
我们在格林多前书第一章呢，我们要看看这个世界上有两种智慧。
Chapter 1 and verse 4。
格林多前书第一章第四节。
Okay, that's in the, Alvin, can you pull it up or? Okay, chapter 1, verse 4. Alvin. Chapter 2, verse 4. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 4.
格林多前书第二章第四节。
Paul, when he is preaching God's word, he says here, and my message and my preaching is not about human wisdom. It's about the demonstration of God's power that is God's wisdom.
第四节讲呢，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，那是用圣灵的大能的明证。
Okay, that is verse 4, verse 5. That, and also, you talk about the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world, and the Bible describe it as the wisdom of this age, who are come to nothing.
这里下面也讲到呢，这个世上的智慧，所谓的智慧呢，最终什么都不是。
And God will destroy the wisdom of this world when he comes in the second coming.
那神在他主第二次再来的时候呢，他会废去世上的所有一切的智慧。
So, God's wisdom, human wisdom does not understand, but God enables us to understand. That is verse 10.
在第十节讲到在神的事情呢，神的智慧呢，世上的人不明白，只有圣灵在住在里面的人能够明白。
All this God's grace, the eternal life, the gospel of Christ, these are the things verse 10 God has revealed to us by the Spirit.
所有关于救恩的事情还有永恒的事情都是神借着他的灵来启示出来的。
And the Spirit searches all things, even the deepest things of God.
那神呢？神的灵藏透。
Verse 12, what we have received is not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
这是神赐给我们的。
That's verse 12.
这十二节。
What we have received is not the spirit of the world.
我们所有的不是世上的灵。
Is the spirit from God that we can understand the grace of God.
除了在神的灵，没有人知道神的事，就是说要神的灵才能明白神的事。
13.This is what we speak, not in words talked by the human wisdom, but by the Holy Spirit.
十三节讲到呢，我们所讲的这些事，不是用人智慧所知教的言语，但是用圣灵所知教的言语，讲属灵的话，解释属灵的事。
So we understand the spiritual truth that the world cannot understand. Okay, so we'll keep going until the 16. The verse 16 is, who has known the mind of law so as to instruct him? We have the mind of Christ.
那这里特别的讲到呢，就是谁做主的参谋呢？说我们是有基督的心了。
So we have the mind of Christ because the Holy Spirit is in us, which is tremendous because it's a gift.
我们有神的灵在我们的里面，这是一个非常重要的恩赐。
We understand the Holy Spirit is the spirit of life.
我们要知道神的灵就是生命的灵。
Spirit of hope,
也是盼望的灵。
Spirit of faith, sometimes they use even the spirit of faith. And the spirit of love, according to the then, it's a major thing, it's the spirit of love.
爱的灵是很重要的。
And so we can never be separate from the love of God.
所以我们呢，永远不会被任何东西把我们和神的爱隔绝。
So that's why we're connected. We are in Christ 164 times in the Bible. We're in Christ 55 times in Paul's letter. We are in Christ. That's why we are in God. We are in the Trinity.
所以圣经里面多次的讲到呢，我们通过耶稣基督和神连接。
So we have the mind of Christ.Mean we have the Holy Spirit inside us to transform us, and we cannot transform ourselves. We must being transformed. The Bible always use the passive voice. We are being transformed.
所以呢，圣经里面常常讲的，我们是被改变的。我们自己没有办法改变我们自己，但是是圣灵来改变我们的。
So we must be thankful because.Holy Spirit, according to John, is the greatest gift God can give it to us in this life, so we can be strong.
那圣经里面特别的讲到呢，圣灵是我们这一生里面神赐给我们最大的礼物，让我们能够来刚强。
The Holy Spirit works through God's word. That's why you need to connect to God's word.
那神呢，让我们圣灵让我们和神的话语联系在一起。
That's why we have to read God's word, understand God's word, speak God's word to each other.
So, we
so God can work in us.
要来彼此用神的话语来勉励，让神在我们里面做工。
That's why the problem when we pray without God's word, most likely we are not praying according to God's will. That's why we don't bear fruit. We are in trouble.Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, yeah, could you repeat? I was distracted.
Yeah. One more time. Sometimes when we pray, we think, hey, I will just pray from my spirit, but that is dangerous because when you pray without God's word,
当我们没有神的话来祷告的时候，好多时候可能不在神的心里。
We become maybe...give Satan opportunity, to, so we are not, doing bearing fruit because we are not praying properly.
那好多时候我们可能是不结果子的祷告。
Even more dangerous, we are praying according to our spirit, even the spirit of the world.
好多时候也许是按照我们自己的灵或者这个世界的灵在祷告。
So we're not doing God's will.
我们很可能没有在行神的心意。
So it's dangerous when we fellowship sharing God's word without reading God's word, or we pray without the truth of the God's word, then we are drifting intoA human wisdom.
那如果我们没有神的话语在我们的里面，我们飘来飘去，最后就被神的智慧所应用。
God cannot use us.
那神没有办法来用我们。
That's why we have to connect to God's word first before we can pray in the spirit. That's why praying in the spirit is so important in Ephesians chapter 6.
所以首先我们要跟神的话语来对接，完了才能在灵里面来祷告。灵里面祷告是非常重要的，就像以弗所书第六章所讲。
It is the armor of God to pray in the spirit. We need to pray in the spirit.
就是穿上圣灵的军，神的军装，其中讲到呢，要在灵里面祷告。
Because it's the spirit of truth, so we must pray in according to the truth of the Bible.
所以呢，当我们祷告的时候，按照神的话语，圣经的话语来祷告。
So that's important. We connected, to God's word, which is the word of the Holy Spirit. Then it'll give us life.
那所以我们跟神的话语对接非常重要，神的灵就赐给我们生命。
Okay, we understand. Okay, this is a gift of God. Now the Holy Spirit. The first thing Holy Spirit will help us is to connect us to His words, to give us the wisdom and revelation.
那所以首先我们要知道圣灵呢，让我们做的第一件事情就是和神的话语对接起来，给我们启示和亮光。
And the Holy Spirit enlighten us, and so we understand the truth, because He's the Spirit of truth.
神的灵呢，把我们心中的眼睛打亮，让我们真正明白真理，因为它是真理的灵。
It will be set free. You will be set free by the Holy Spirit to live according to God's word.
所以呢，你就会被神的灵来释放得自由。
So the Holy Spirit, you know, if you hold on to God's word, hold on to the Holy Spirit will set you free.
所以你当你真正的依靠圣灵的时候呢，圣灵让你得自由。
And that is in John chapter 8. Right, you hold on to my teaching, and my teaching will set you free.
那是约翰福音第八章，耶稣讲道呢，就是你真正的遵守我的道呢，我的道让你得自由。
Let's go back to the John chapter 15:5.
我们回到约翰福音第十五章。第五节。
And in Paul's teaching, Paul especially emphasizes this point is the connection. It's a mutual connection.
这里特别讲到呢，这里的这个圣灵和这个神的话语怎么也连在一起。
And behind all this connection is the power of the Holy Spirit.Can you hear me, Pastor Wayne?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Now, behind all this connection, I'm the one, you know, the branches, 15:5, is the power of the Holy Spirit working through us.
这里讲到呢，葡萄树枝子，枝子怎么样？连在葡萄树上，是因为圣灵的工作，让我们能够。连在葡萄树上。
How to do it? Verse 7. If you are, remains in me, if you abide in me, my works remains in you.
那我们怎么样做呢？第七节讲，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。当你们所用。
The first connection is we must connect to God's words.
那所以这里面第一个连接呢，就是要跟神的话连接在起来。
We must connect by the power of the Holy Spirit to understand. We must read God's word, understand God's word, meditate God's word.
所以借着圣灵呢，我们就要来读神的话，来理解神的话，来默想神的话。
When you read God's word, God's word will read you.
当你读神的话的时候呢，神的话同时也在读你。
When you understand God's word, God's word understand you at the same time.
当你开始理解神的话语的时候呢，神的话语也开始理解你。
When you speak God's word to each other, God's word speak to you too.
当你拿神的话语呢彼此对讲的时候呢，神的话语也在向你讲话。
So you're reading God's word is the, and God's word reading you and finding out you need is the two sides of the same coin.
所以呢，当你读神的话的时候，神的话就读在读你，啊，就像一个钱硬币的两个面一样。
So you think you with God's word, but actually, mostly is God's word. He reads you, understand you, then give what you need.
好多时候我们在读神的话的时候，我们以为在读神的话，其实更重要的是神的话啊，在读你，在分析你，让你知道你说的有的需要。
But still, the important thing is come to read, reflect, understand God's word. Then, when you do that, you move one step, and God moves 10 steps.
那所以，当我们来读神的话语的时候呢，当你迈出一小步的时候，神就会迈出10步。
Paul even said, you know, God will hand us over to God's word. Let God's word transform us and renew us. And that is in Romans chapter 6.
所以在罗马书第六章讲呢，就是神会吸引我们去读他的话语，通过他的话语也来更新我们。
The spirit of truth will guide you into all truth.But we cannot understand with our human wisdom, but God will guide you into his truth.
那神呢就接着这个神的灵呢把我们带领到他的真理里。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们到这个腓立比书第二章。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
腓立比书第二章十二节。到十三节。
It says here, therefore, my dear friend, you continue to obey God, to read God's word, continue to work out your salvation, that's verse 12, chapter 2, 12, with fear and trembling. I mean, you continue to obey God's word.
那这里呢讲到就是说你们既是常顺服的啊就是常常顺服的时候呢就当恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫。
And verse 13, actually you think you reading God's word, but on the contrary, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里用心啊，为要成就他的美。好多时候我们觉得我们在读神的话语，而是神呢在我们心里面成就他的事情。
God is changing inside is actually is not according to your plans, according to his plan and purpose.
神在你的里面开始来更新你，不是按照你的心意，是按照他的心意。
As long as you have a simple faith, like a child, hey God, I love your plan. It's not turned out to be what I think, but it is better.
只要我们心里面有一个简单的信心，孩子的信心就是神啊，我喜欢你的计划啊，神将来的计划真的要远远的比你的好。
And that's why Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 talk aboutDo not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind according to God's plan.
所以在圣经里面讲呢，不要让我们的心意呢随着这个世界来变化，而是按照这个神的心意来更新而变化。
And God's plan is good. The conclusion Romans chapter 12, the beginning is the conclusion is then you as long as you accept it no matter what, and God's plan is good for your life. This is a good and good plan.
在罗马书十二章特别的讲到呢，就是说，神的心意是一个好的计划。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12:1. Calvin.
我们去看这个罗马书十二章第一节。
And we will read it together because that's an important, very important words. In chapter 12, talking about my brother and sister, you are in Christ right now. But one thing you must do, is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
那这里讲到呢，弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
So you are the living sacrifice of Christ, I mean you are living Christ in this world. You offer yourself to do God's work and to speak like God's work, to do things like Jesus' hand.
这里讲到身体向上当作活祭，就是说你的生命要来服侍主，要来成为他话语的出口。
It's not only Sunday, it's every day you offer yourself to do God's work.
不仅仅是在星期天，每一天都是这样，让你的生命成为，活出神的话语。
It's constantly do that. Practice this every day. You worship God by, doing His will.
所以呢，每一天都我们在真正的敬拜上，当我们活出神的话语的时候
，Your life will be amazing.
你的生命会非常非常的精彩。
Do not conform to this world, the human wisdom.
不要效法这个世界，不要效法人的智慧。
But be transformed. You cannot transform yourself, but be transformed by the Holy Spirit. Those who will guide you into the right truth.
就说呢，神的灵会把我们带到这个真理里面。
So you put off the old self, put on the new self.Which is the true self of you?
所以呢，神的灵呢，就让我们把这个旧人放下，穿上新人。这个新人
，now
真正的我们。
Now gradually you have the heart of God. God's will be done. Now that's your will too. Now.
就说这个。
Because you are being transformed.Now you have the renewed mind, then your mind now is truly God's will be done. This is your will now.
所以呢，就是我们的心意变化呢，就是说让神的心意在我们的生命里面成就。
So you will be able, the end of the verse is, you will be able toevaluate to approve God's will, His good will, His perfect will. This is good.
所以这里面讲到呢，就是说要让我们来查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So you don't need
那个是神的喜悦的旨意。
So you don't need to understand what happened to you now. You know God's will is good. You live forward, understand backward.
所以呢，我们今天可能不知道。这个很多的事情，但是呢，我们知道前行神的心意是好的。我们是往前活，但是呢，往后看。
You don't worry because you know God's will is good. God's promise is good. I don't understand why you know Holy Spirit will cut down this wall and do this, but I trust Him. I have faith.
所以我们需要呢，真正的来相信圣灵为什么把这堵墙去掉，那堵墙挪一下。是我们相信，
Because God's will is good,
是好的。
It's better than your will because He knows the future.
因为神的心意远远的好过我们的心，因为他知道明天如何。
So it brings us to the second point is the when we connect to God's word, the Holy Spirit will help. Holy Spirit help us to understand.And He will do most work to act to will according to the power in you. And you just read the Bible. You just willing to be changed.
所以我们真正要做的就是来读圣经，我们愿意被改变，圣灵就会做其他的工作。
And when you read the Bible will read you. God's word will read you because God's words are living.
当你在读圣经的时候呢，神的话语就在读你。
The Holy Spirit will change you, and through another important thing, you must believe.
那神的灵呢，就来改变我们。那是他要做他的事情，我们必须要来。相信
The reading the Bible is nothing. You must believe what you are reading.
我们真正读呢不算什么，真正重要的是要信你所读的。
Important thing when you read the Bible, you believe, take it seriously.
也就是说，在读圣经的时候呢，你要相信，认真的来对待圣的话。
Not casually. The problem of our Christian life is we take God's word casually.
那对基督徒来讲，问题出在哪里呢？就是我们把神的话呢当得随随便便。
And we don't understand this is life.
我们不知道这是生命。
Choose life.
我们要选择生命。
I mean choose God's word.And believe it.
选择神的话语，而且要来相信。
So belief is important because it gives you conviction, then you can carry out His will. You must believe His word, take it seriously, and believe God's promise.
我们要来深深的来相信神的话语，相信他给我们的应许。
So let's look at the second point. The first point is the Holy Spirit will help us, give us the power to understand, which is already tremendous. Secondly, you must read, but the most important thing, you must believe.
那第一点呢，讲到神的灵会帮助我们，还来改变我们。第二点呢，我们讲到我们必须要来读，而且呢，要相信。
And God wants us just to come to read then.His word will overwhelm us, will empower us to, is a living word. Then he's going to act and will according to our purpose. He's his purpose.
那神应许呢，当我们在读圣经的时候呢，他的灵就会帮助我们，来让我们变得合他的心意，而且实现他在我们身上的计划。
So when you read the Bible, actually God is doing much more than you think.
所以当你读圣经的时候呢，神做的事情呢远远超过你所理解的。
You are connected to the source of life, the wine.
和生命的源头呢接通了。
That's why when we plug into our cell phone, plug into the wall, you are connected to the whole system of electricity.
你要知道当你给你的手机充电的时候插上电源的时候呢，你要知道你跟整个电力系统接通了。
You won't say, hey, my cell phone is empowered, have power because I just plug it in. I have power.
你不能说我的这个手机现在有电了，是因为就是它就有电了。
Because of me.
是因为你。
Plug it in.
不是这样。
Yeah. I read the Bible. I plug in the outlet. I do the job, right?
所以
in appearance.
我们在读经的时候呢，就是好像把电源插上。
But actually, most of the work, most of the power is from the system of electricity behind the outlet. Similarly,The power is from God to change us, not you. God changed you. The whole system of God's words.
所以真正改变的能力呢，在后面就是那个电力系统。
So God, when you read God's word, God's word actually will transform, change you. You are being transformed, but you must get close to the sun.In order to get the warmth, you must get close.
那神的能力呢在不断改变我们，我们要做的就是说要来晒太阳，太阳的能量就进到我们的里面，要靠近太阳。
So you must get close to God's word. You must get close to the church. You must get close to the small group, your brother and sister. You must constantly connecting to God through prayer and through thinking His word during your daily life.
所以你需要读神的话语，需要在教会里面的聚会，你需要在小组里面和弟兄姐妹连在一起。
God just want you to get close. You don't need to understand electricity, the power of Holy Spirit, all these things. You just understand when I get close, I will be transformed.
你不需要知道这个发电厂是怎么发电的，但是呢，你要知道的是，我靠近它的时候呢，我就会被改变。
Read the Bible will read you.
所以你在读圣经的时候呢，圣经就在读你。
When you eat rice, the rice will give you health.
当你在吃大米的时候，大米就会来给你营养。
For Canadian, if you eat steak, the steak will give youThe nourishment.
对加拿大人来讲呢，当你吃牛排的时候，牛排就给你很高的营养。
That's why Jesus said, man can does not live on bread alone, but live on every word from the mouth of God.
所以耶稣讲呢，人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠着神口里说出的一切话。
That's why important thing when you eat.The digestion, you don't need to worry. God will digest it for you, will distribute the nourishment to your spiritual self.
当你在读经的时候呢，你不要担心我能不能消化，因为神会帮助你来消化，神会让它进入你的消化系统，把能量
You must get close. You must get close to God. Get close to the church. Get close to Pastor Wang. Get close.
你要做的呢，就是说靠近主，靠近教会，靠近王牧师。
Let's read one Bible. It's
important. 我们来读一段圣经。
Getting close is so important. You don't have to think twice. God just want you to come close, because He's close to the brokenhearted.
亲近主非常的亲近非常的重要，因为他和是他靠近伤心的人。
Even you don't know when you're in trouble, you are down, you are depressed or stressful, you don't even know. But God already is close to the brokenhearted.
你可能不知道你为什么这样伤心难过，但是呢，你神一定在靠近那些。
Why are you close to the brokenhearted? Because He wants to give you the power of hope.
为什么他？会这样做呢，因为他要把一个盼望的能力赐给你。
To comfort you, to give you a future.
他要来安慰你，要给你一个未来。
Then the Holy Spirit will help you, enable you to overcome, to give you rest.
圣灵呢，让你成为一个得胜者，而且给你安息。
So you don't have to do much, just connect.
你不需要做很多，你要做的就是要来连接。
Let's look at the one of the Bible in James chapter 4:5.
我们看看雅各书第四第五章。
And chapter 4 and verse 5.Verse 5.
第四章第五节。
We can start the, actually we don't have to read 5, we need to read the step 8, it's okay, verse 8. Verse 6 says here, come near to God, He'll come near to you.
这里第八节讲到呢，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Submit yourself, the verse 7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil,He will flee from you.
第七节讲到呢，你们要顺服神，不要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
When you come close to God, God will come close to you, And also the devil will get away from you.
当你靠近神的时候，神就靠近你，而且呢，仇敌就会离开你逃跑。
That's how you resist the devil. That's why the Bible said times are evil. Now you resist the devil by coming close to God's word.
这就是神要我们怎么样来这个阻挡魔鬼的方法。因为这个日子呢，非常的邪恶。
So you come near to the church, come near to the brother and sister, you come near to God's word, then come near to God, and God will transform you, God will encourage you, God will make you strong.
当你靠近教会，靠近弟兄姐妹，靠近神的时候呢，神就靠近你，让你变得刚强。
You don't need to do too many things to close to God. Just read the Bible. The Bible will read you. Pray to God. God will pray for you. Jesus already prayed for you 24/7. Holy Spirit already in you praying for you.
你不需要做很多，你就是要来读神的话语，神的话就读你，你来祷告啊，圣灵已经在你的里面。
Bible know we are weak, but important thing is we just connect to him. It's okay. You're weak, you know, come, you're weary and burdened. Come to me, I'll give you rest.
圣经说得很清楚，耶稣说呢，他知道我们软弱，他说那些劳苦当重担的到我跟前来，我要给你安息。
You say, I don't understand too much the Bible is too profound for me, but it's okay. God said, just come.
我们可能说，哦，我读不懂圣经啊，圣经对我来说太深奥了。但是神说你没关系，你就来。
And according to your level, it's okay. That is efficient. Talking about we have a different levels.
在以弗所书也讲到呢，我们会有不同的程度，所以神会按照不同的程度来亲近你。
But that's okay. Each level is do the same thing. We read more and more and more, then we will grow strong.
那每一个阶段呢，我们其实在做同一件事情，就是我们读的越来越多，我们会越来越坚强。
Don't compare, don't criticize other people, don't say this is my standard. No, God has each person. God has a plan. God know their level.
不要去比较，不要做竞争，不要说哦，这是我的标准。神知道每一个人的标准，神给每一个人设定的标准。
We don't know other people's level, but we know our level. We must do more. We must read more, understand more.
我们不知道别人的标准是怎么样，别人的水平怎么样，但是我们要知道我们自己的水平，就是我们必须要读得更多，我们要更明白。
So connect to the white, the branches connect to the white. Just come close, and mostly God will act and will according to His power in you. We just read the Bible.The Bible will read you, change you, transform you.
所以枝子连在葡萄树上面呢，就是要靠近它。完了以后，其他的神就按照他的心意在我们里面做事，就来改变我们。
How you don't need to know?
怎么样改变呢？我们不需要知道。
You don't need to become a PhD or get an MTS. You didn't understand to get the benefit.
你不需要来得到一个博士学位或者什么学位啊，你去明白得到这一切。
Just come.
你就需要来。
Sometimes actually, we study too much, we are confused.
好多时候呢，我们学的很多，最后自己反而困惑。
My professor told me, Duncan, your article, your paper is good, but too much idea, you're confused.
我的这个教授给我讲，他说 Duncan 你写的东西很好，但是呢太多的思想让我自己都困惑了。
Then I understand you have to become a child of simple faith and then come close to God, just focus on God, focus on the simple God's word, and that's all you need to do. The rest is the job of the God and the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，神要让我们知道呢，我们就是要有一个孩子般的信心来到神的面前，其他的是圣灵的工作。
God promised his word will nourish you.
那神的应许，他的话语将会像食粮一样供给我们。
His word will heal you.
他的话语将会医治我们。
His word will transform and change you.
他的话语会来让我们的心意更新而变化，改变我们。
Not like an instant coffee, but you keep on keeping on coming close.
那这不像一个这种速溶咖啡，而是你要不断不断的来亲近它。
Draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
当我们亲近主的时候，神必亲近我。
And God is close, especially to the one who is broken-hearted and who is in trouble, who is weak.
所以神应许靠近那些伤心的人，那些软弱的。
That is a promise. He is at the right hand of the needy one.
这是神的应许，他在这些有需要的人的右边。
When you come cold, you don't say, I just read the Bible. Okay, whatever Bible read is okay. Of course, you follow the book even better. But you say, I don't even want to read the Bible. I just come cold. It's okay. Come cold.
那好多时候你可能说，我真的不想读圣经，怎么办？你只要来就好。
Then you just keep on, you know, coming cold. At the same time, you don't know how to pray. The Bible says, you don't need to how to pray. The Holy Spirit will pray for you.
然后的时候说，我也不知道怎么祷告。但是圣经讲，我们不知道怎么祷告的时候，圣灵会在我们里面来教导我们祷告。
The Bible is for ordinary people. It's not for Pastor Wang only with a PhD.
这圣经是给所有普通的人的，不仅仅是给王牧师有博士学位的人。
So, we must come close, connect to the power.
所以我们继续来靠近神，靠近这个能力的源泉。
Read God's word, no matter what. Read something. Open the Bible and connect to the other brother. Call the other brother sister, and call Pastor Wang, or call anyone in the small group leader. Everything. Just get close to God.
所以不管怎么样，你就要来靠近他，了解靠近神的话语。
Every day, God is a spirit. Every day, you can get close to Him anytime.
每一天你都能够靠近他，每一个时刻你都能够靠近他。
Because no place is closer than the place you are now.
那没有一个地方比你现在所处的地方更加靠近。
You are as near to God as you want to be. Now,
你到神那边的程度多近呢？在于你想要多近。
And because when you draw near to God, God draw near to you.
圣经讲呢，我们要亲近神呢，神就必亲近我们。
That's why no place is closer. If you want God now, He is there right now, and He will talk to you, even you don't need to talk too much.
那所以，当我们要来这个在神的面前来亲近他的话呢，我们不需要来讲很多话，他会靠近你。
But one more thing, you must take it seriously.
有一点非常重要的就是说，你要真的认真对待。
When we speak God's word, we must take it serious, handle God's word properly. Otherwise, I will give account of myself to God if I don't handle it properly.
所以我们如果不认真对待神的话语呢，我们将来要在神的面前要来交账的。
So the most for a preacher, for Pastor Wang, he need to study God's word, take it seriously in order to fit you.
所以对于一个讲道的人，像王牧师的话，他必须要来认真的来学习神的话语，来牧养大家，喂养
他。Pastor Wang fit you with God's word, so will nourish you. He cannot fit you with not God's word, because it will destroy you.
王牧师呢，他要用神的话语来喂养大家，他不能用其他的东西来喂养你，其他的东西喂养你会来毁坏你。
So now, we have a better picture. First, we have the mind of the Holy Spirit, mind of Christ, you understand God's word. That is a given.
所以呢，第一件事情呢，就是我们要有神的心意，是圣灵赐给我们的，有圣灵在我们的里面。
Secondly, you just come close, connect, and the rest, God will do the rest.
那第二点呢，就是我们要来亲近神，我们要来连接，那神就要做其余的部分。
And mostly, actually, God will do the major part. You do the little part.
当然，最主要的是神会做重力，最主要的部分。你做次要的部分。
Remember, you know, God shaped you. He is the potter. You are the pot. You are shaped by His word. He shaped you.
你要知道，神是窑匠，你是泥土，他在塑造你。
No matter how much you want to shape yourself, you as a potter, as a pot, as a just a bunch of clay, you cannot shape yourself. You need the master hand to shape you.
那你为泥土的话呢，你不管你多用力的来塑造自己是塑造不了的，需要窑匠。
That's why the Bible says you are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good work according to God's purpose.
所以圣经里面讲你是神手中的工作作品，是神在耶稣基督里面做的。
You are the piece of art.
你是一个艺术品。
God create you, shape you, and mostly it's His work. But you still have to let Him do it.
神创造了你，而且神在更新变化你，但是呢，你要靠近他。
The final thing we must focus on is one more thing. You must believe His words.
最后一点
，Otherwise it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You must believe.
相信你，如果你不相信，这个神的话对你不工作。
And let's read one Bible, one passage of the Bible in John chapter 6.
我们来读一下约翰福音第六章。
Verse 28 and 29.
28-29节。
Okay. Verse 28. And people...Some are disciples, some are unbeliever, whatever. You know, those people ask Jesus, what must we do to do the works of God required?
这里呢，众人就问耶稣说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？
And Jesus' answer is very particular. It's interesting. Jesus said,The work of God, people expecting, oh, do a lot of things, you know, you can see it. No, Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe.
那人觉得我们好像做神多很多的事情才算做神的功。耶稣的回答呢非常特别。他说你要做神的功呢就是信神差来的就可以了。
To believe God has sent me, I'm the word from heaven,The word become fresh.
耶稣就是说，要相信，我就是神的道，从天上才派下来。
Believe Jesus' teaching.
就是要来相信耶稣的教导。
Believe the teaching of the Holy Spirit, which is a Jesus' spirit.
要相信圣灵的教导，就是耶稣的灵在教导。
And if you do that, if you believe my word, you come, draw near to me, but you must believe. You must take it seriously. You must believe God's promise.
所以你要靠近我呢，就要相信神的应许。
Mostly we don't believe. We take it casually. It's like an entertainment. God's word is entertainment.
好多时候我们不是真正的相信，我们把神的话当作一种娱乐。
Why? Because you can have it, you don't have it. It's like a movie. You want to watch, you watch, you don't watch. Hey, life is good.
但好多时候我们把神的话看成一个电影一样，可看可不看。
That's why you don't bear fruit. You don't take it seriously. It's useless to you.
生活蛮滋润的，我们的生活很好。我们把神的话不当，所以我们也不结果子。
We live by faith, not live by other things. Live by the word of God. Live by God's love. And live by what the teaching of the Bible. So that's why you live by faith, believe God's word.
所以呢，我们要按照神的心意，神的话语啊。
And if you do that, if you do that, certified, then I'm the bread of life. You will never go hungry. You'll never be thirsty.
三十五节，耶稣特别的讲到呢，啊，他说我是生命的粮。如果相信耶稣的话呢，就会必定不饿啊，信我的永远不渴。
Believe God's word, then you will never be hungry, you will never be thirsty, because God's word will, God's will act and will according to his purpose inside you.
会按照神的心意在你里面工作。
So, to connect to the wine, the most important thing is to come close to God.And、
所以最重要的要枝子连在葡萄树上就是要来洁净清净
and to believe God's words and promise
相信神的应许
and don't take it seriously
要认真的对待
because the days are evil
因为这日子是邪恶的
filled with the Holy Spirit means filling with God's word
要圣灵充满就是要被圣的话来充满
and you become strong God's word will speak to you and you can face all the situation of life with joy and peace
当我们被圣的话语充满的时候我们变得刚强我们可以面对任何的环境
So read God's word last time we talked about pray God's word and God'sWord will pray for you. Jesus and Holy Spirit in heaven will pray for you. Keep you strong. This time you read God's word will make you strong. All you need to come close and believe. You don't need a PhD. You need to come close.
上次我们讲到，当你祷告的时候呢，耶稣为你祷告。这次我们讲到，当你在读神的话语的时候呢，神的话就让你变得刚强。你不需要一个博士学位需要的就是来亲近主。
Remember, if you pray without God's word, it's dangerous. Because chances are you're not praying God's will, you're praying the worldly will.
如果你没有神的话在你的里面，你所做的祷告啊，很多时候是危险的，很可能不在神的心意里面，是按照这世界的心意。
But at the same time, when you read God's word without praying, you won't understand.Sometimes you need to pray, but important thing, the Holy Spirit will still pay for you, right? But you need to pray to understand God's word too. So when you work on God's word, you can pray too. And David is always like praying and writing and praying. In Psalms, half of Psalms are from David. He do the same thing. And talking God's word, writing God's word at the same time praying God's word.
所以呢，当我们祷告的时候，读经的时候呢，要祷告。祷告呢，圣灵帮助我们，就像大卫一样，他在写诗篇的时候呢，一边是祷告，一边是写。
So let's go back to the 15, and we read it one time, 15:5 in John.
我们再读一下。
I'm the vine.
15章，约翰福音15章第五节。
I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in, connect to me, I will be in you, you are in me.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
Verse 7, if you always in me, connect to me, my works remain in you. Verse 7.
第七节讲到，你们若藏在我的里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
Then your prayer will be effective because you praying God's word, you understand God's word, you're not like a child, just believe, and you becoming reflecting, meditating God's word, then God's will be done.
那你这里讲到呢，就是说你所祈求的就有成就，你不再像一个小孩子一样，而是 按照神的心意在祈求，所以一
定
会成就。
You will bear fruit.
那这里也讲到，你就会多结果子。
Then you will glorify God. You're really truly God's disciple.
这里讲到呢，就是说，你就荣耀神，你是神的真门徒。
It's that simple. Very simple. You know, you just get close to God, believe His word, then you bear fruit, and then you're God's disciple. It's that simple.
很简单，很简单，就是要来读他的话，要成为他的门徒。
So life boils down to just connect. The bottom line is connect to God's word and believe that is the job, your job. Your job is to believe.
底线呢，就是要来读神的话，还要相信。
And next time we talk about love. But finally, we look at the I am the wine. That will be the final statement. I am the wine. Because it uses I am.
那最后我们要讲到耶稣讲的我就是葡萄树，这里讲的我是。
In John, the Gospel of John, Jesus used seven times I am. He acknowledged himself as God. I am Yahweh.
在这个约翰福音里面呢，耶稣用七次讲到，就是说我是，我是就是这个神讲他自己的名字，就是 I am， 就是自由拥有的神。
I am is in the first time it in the Bible is in Exodus chapter 3:14。
在这个出埃及记三章十六节呢，神其实他就是 I am。
Moses asked God, hey, what is your name? If they ask me your name, what should I say? God, I am.
摩西就问神说，你的名字是什么？神就说，我是。
In Hebrew,
那里讲是自由拥有的神。
In Hebrew is equal Emmy.
在希伯来叫做 Emmy.
It's a two words. It happened, This word Yahweh or the law or I am recorded in the Bible 6,800 times.
就是说这个词呢出现过六百多次。
6,800.
6,800 times. OK.
It's the law, means the law, the Yahweh, you know, in the Hebrew Bible, 6,800 times, not in English Bible, okay? Because they cannot pronounce it. They can write it down, but they cannot pronounce it. Okay. 60, it means I am. Jesus talk about God's personal name. I am. You're connecting to I am, my friend.
就说耶稣讲呢，就是说你在连接到这个自由拥有的神。
I am means, as Pastor Wen said, I am who I am means I am who I am, I will be who I am means I am self-existing.
那里就像刚才王牧师讲的，就是自由拥有的神，我永远就在这。
I am means I'm always there, I'm always present.
我永远在这里，今天在这里。
So God's name is I'm always with you, I'm always present.
就说神呢，就说我永远和你在一起。
Connect to the most powerful source, the origin of the universe. He is timeless. You connected to I am God Himself, His personal name.
和这个宇宙的创造者连在一起，就是和自由拥有的神连在一起。
Remember, Almighty God.It's not God's personal name.
要知道神全能的神并不是神的这个个人性的名字。
Most High God is not God's name.
那这全至高的神也不是神这个personal 的名字。
Jehovah Jireh is not God's name.
这个耶和华Jireh 也不是他的名字。
It's just a title what God has done, what God has done, and like Almighty God is El Shaddai, means God is all sufficient God. He is all giving God, will give us everything.
这些都好像一个光显一样，就是说，就像这个神是全能的神，他会提供给我们一切。
But here, Jesus, you in John 7 times I am, but this is only one of them. I am the wine. I am the source of life. Use I am God. I'm always pleasant with you, but are you pleasant with me? Are you connecting to me?
这里就说神让他永远在那里，但是你有没有跟我连在一起？
What you are connecting is to Yahweh, which the Jew is so fearful, they cannot pronounce it. I pronounce it, but if I'm Jewish, I'm doomed. They will stone me. Right? I cannot pronounce it.
就是说神的名字是这样的神圣。犹太人不知道怎么样去发音，怎么样去。
So in conclusion,
如果能发的话，就出问题。
In conclusion, you just come close to the I am. He is always with you because he is always existing, present with you. You just come close.
所以总体一句话就是要来，他是自由拥有的神，我们要来亲近他。
Your work is to believe, is not to understand, to believe.
我们的这个任务呢，就是要来亲近他。
The rest is God's work working inside you to will and to act according to His purpose.
其他的就是神在你里面的工作。
And finally, if you keep on doing this, the Holy Spirit will change you, not according to your plan. Holy Spirit will change totally. You become, you don't even know who you are, but become the person really a new you.
神会按照他的心意会再造成一个新人。Amen.
Connect to God, believe, and be connect to the I am, and believe that all you need to do as a disciple of God. That's today's message.
所以这今天的信息总体来讲就是要来让大家和神的话语来连接。
God will do the majority of the work. You don't need to worry. You just keep coming.
神会做最主要的工作，你就是要来。Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Wen.
谢谢王牧师。Thank you, Brother Duncan. Anna, are you there?
Anna 出去了，我可以翻译一下。
Oh, okay. Okay. 这是。这是一个非常这是一个非常重要的信息。
This is an important message.
弟兄为什么反复强调
这个工作良机 emphasize on this a lot.
因为非常的重要。
Because this is important.
那有时候我们觉着可能他的信息呢讲得有点长。
Sometimes you may think this message is long.Too long.
那我知道弟兄的心意就是他非常看重神的话。
But I know his heart is that this he's really weighing this message.
在他心里面有一个信息。
And there's a message in his heart.
这是一个非常重要的信息。
An important message.
那所以。会他会反复的来强调
So repeat a lot
我完全同意就是他讲的信息这是太重要不过
I totally agree with him because this is super important
那所以呢有时候当我们强调一些信息的时候呢信息会讲的比较长这些是正常
Sometimes when we emphasize on message the message could go long this is normal
就像中国有句话叫做欲重心长
And in Chinese saying that sometimes when we have a word and the word goes long.
但这个话是重要的时候呢话就长。
But when the words are important, the words could go long.
当然不是说话短的时候就不重要。
But doesn't mean when the words are short, it's not important.
那中国那句话就是说，作为一个父亲啊，长辈呢，就是中中的教导，就是说太重要了，所以反复的来强调。
So as the popular Chinese saying goes, that means when the elders have teaching, the teaching is really important. That goes on.
那所以呢，就是说我们要把这些话呢，要真的认真对待，放在心里。
So we take it serious, put it in our heart.
好，因为这时间的关系呢，我们先来祷告，做个祷告结束。有的人可能要做别的事情，别的安排。
Because time we don't have much, so let's pray because you may have things to do.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，你的话语多么的重要。
We thank you for your word is so important.
主啊，你再次的把这样的信息放在我们的里面，就是我们，你在希望我们来亲近。
Once again, put your word in our heart. Once again, we come to you.
主啊，你希望我们来认真对待你的话语。
You want us to take serious your word.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，我们愿意。
Yes, Lord. Once again, we say we are willing.
啊，主啊，我们又愿意接着你的话语来大大的来经历你的真实。
We are willing to experience you in your word.
主啊，你今天真的开启我们弟兄姐妹的灵，来认真来读你的话语。
Open our hearts, our brothers and sisters' heart, to read your word.
让你的话语住在我们的里面，我们也住在你的里面。
Let your word dwell in us, and we dwell in you.
让我们祷告的时候，不是按照这个世界的心意，而是按照你的心意。
When we pray, we don't pray according to the heart of the world, but we pray according to your will.
那你说你必要成就。
Because your will be done.
主啊，我们再次的为弟兄姐妹祷告，你的圣灵大大的充满每一个弟兄姐妹。
Once again, we pray that Lord may Your Spirit fill in everyone's hearts.
Yes, 主啊，是的，主，我们接受你，再次的相信你的话，圣灵充满我。
Yes, Lord, we receive You, we believe You, may Your Spirit fill in us.
你在这个日子里面，你亲自的吸引弟兄姐妹亲近。
In these days, draw us to come near to you.
主啊，特别在这个邪恶的时代，好多邪恶的事情发生，我们更加需要来亲近你。
In this dark time and these evil ages, we need you even more than before.
愿每一个人都紧紧跟随我们的牧人，大牧人。
Let everyone come to you, follow you, our great shepherd.
主啊，我们相信你的应许必要成就这事。
Lord, we believe your promise. Your will be done.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.